Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello and welcome to Topical Tuesday, May 1st, 2018. Happy May Day to all my friends out there in wherever land that you're watching this. It is an uncharacteristically overcast, rainy type of day, although it hasn't rained quite right here in this area today, but you can see the ominous gray, dark gray rain clouds up there in the sky, like it is going to rain, and it was rather a little bit chilly and windy today, considering it went up to into the 90s pretty much all last week and will be again this weekend and then into the hundreds and beyond for the rest of the summer here in sunny Arizona in the middle of the desert. But it was actually a high of just a little above 70 today and again a low 70s tomorrow. So actually spectacular weather. Just once it hits 95 here, we're not used to it going dropping 25, 30 degrees the next day. But so it did. Beautiful day. And Jake is here. Great seeing you. So, Rhino of the Day is this charging rubber rhino with the cool kind of light green horns there. There he is. And it comes with this little booklet with some facts about the white rhinoceros that he is depicting there. And I have a few of these. You might have seen one before. You'll see various levels of disrepair of the books attached to them. But I got a bunch of these. There it is, White Rhino, copyright 1990, or maybe 1996, says on the bottom. So we got about a 20, 25-year-old rhino there, or a little more. Anyway, so today's topic, Topical Tuesday, all about something that's in the news. And it's been in the news for a few weeks, but certainly came to a head a few days ago. I saw this, that this caravan of refugees traveled thousands of miles through all this hardship, all the way from war-torn countries of Honduras or Guatemala in Central America, and all the way up through Mexico, for some reason, well, we know what the reason, to come to America. And they are now some have dissipated, some have, you know, stayed in Mexico or gone home or who knows what, but a few hundred of them have made it all the way up till the U.S. border in Tijuana, or something, the California border down there, and are now, you know, coming in seeking asylum, that they're coming away from danger. So the way I think about this, there's lots to think about, but one important point here is to understand what's motivating somebody. Are they motivated more by what we call, or I'll tell you, Richard Bandler and John Grinder, founders of NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, talk about how to hypnotize people, most importantly ourselves, into doing the right things and to understand our motivation. But we also want to understand the motivation of our prospects and our clients, customers, patients, members, whatever it is in your business, because you want them to do the things you want them to do. So you want to understand their frame of mind, their thinking, their motivation towards taking action so you can express it properly and get them to take the action you want. Makes sense? So I'm going to use this caravan of, quote, refugees seeking, quote, asylum to illustrate the point of what Bandler and Grinder pointed out are two different motivations, either moving towards something or moving away from something. And Ace is here. Good seeing you. So the towards, moving towards pleasure, and then there's moving away from pain. So to use the example of this caravan, if they really were refugees, meaning they're moving away from pain, oh, I've got to move, that's what they're claiming, right? That the only way they can get into the U.S. is to claim this asylum that they're moving away. Hey, I've got to get away from the war-torn, gang-infested country I'm from. I'm fearing for my life, so I need to get away from all that's causing me fear and strife and problems and trouble, and that's why I'm here in America. Now, of course, The reason that doesn't hold water is because, don't be ridiculous, you came thousands of miles to the U.S. You passed over other perfectly good countries. In fact, I have plenty of friends because they are like me and have crafted a lifestyle business that they can operate from anywhere and work with whoever they want, from wherever they want, anytime they want. They live in idyllic places, and a couple of which are in Central America. I got plenty of friends that live in Belize. It's spectacularly beautiful. That's all they talk about, a beautiful, pristine country. I actually had a someone I trained back in my door-to-door sales days in the 90s who's from Belize, but he was living in Miami at the time of Hurricane Andrew came by in, I think, 92 maybe or something, and got wiped out and came up to Boston, and I brought him in and was training him into management there. He was from Belize. Know a bunch of people living there. And another one just to the south of Honduras in Guatemala is the idyllic country of Costa Rica, which translates into, I believe, 7 years of Spanish I took to, I ought to know that that means like rich coast, rich place, like rich thing, like that. Oh, that would be Costa Rica, but like it's a rich, lush environment. All kinds of people go there on vacations, and I know friends that have stayed there in extended stays and even for years and moved their businesses there, and like these are fantastic countries. So if they really were seeking asylum and motivated a way to get away from the pain of their war-torn country of origin of Honduras or Guatemala, then they would simply stop in the nearest nice country they could find, which would be to the north, Belize, and to the south it would be Costa Rica, and whatever other countries around, and they wouldn't have to go thousands of miles through Mexico, could have stayed in Mexico, but you'll see this nonsense, see people on the news claiming like, oh yeah, but Mexico isn't safe either. Mexico has all this war, you know, drugs and this, and I'm sure there's a town this caravan passed through over the thousands of miles that they could have safely kind of hung out. In fact, I think hundreds or thousands of them did, and many more people. But the truth is that they're actually moving towards. They're not moving away. Well, it's a combination. But when they start out, and by the way, to rush to the end of the story here, the end of the training, is that ideally you want a combination of both. You want to be have a combination of appeal to people and a combination of moving away and moving towards. So the lower, more base motivation is the moving away. I just got to get away. It's a negative kind of emotion. I just got to get away. I got to get away from Honduras. It sucks. It's terrible. But then comes into their mind, but wait a minute. I also got to get towards the greatest country on earth, the U.S. I want to be in the U.S. where there's tons of welfare and tons of free everything and tons of, like, they'll just, you know, tell me that I have to go to court and then I can disappear and do whatever I want and people will hire me and love me and give me free lawyers and free food and free housing and free everything because modern America is ridiculous. Like my grandparents came to this country with nothing as quote refugees. They were fleeing the pogroms, the violent Russian mobs and government that was burning villages of Jews in Russia. They came to the U.S., but they came here to work and they worked in sweatshops 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. They didn't come to get free stuff and welfare. I mean, I'm all for unfettered, completely free immigration, as long as you cut out all of the BS handouts and the nonsense free everything, then people will come for the right reasons. You come to work, and if you don't, what are you doing here? There's no free stuff for you. I mean, free to the people who really need it, disabled vets and single moms that have 8 kids and temporarily need some help and whatever. But this whole American generational welfare nonsense breeds people coming towards the U.S. and passing by lots of perfectly good places to come here. So they may have started out as, we got to get away from Honduras to Guatemala and all the drugs and gangs and violence and whatever. But it very quickly morphed into, we need to move towards the U.S. The heck with Belize. The heck with, and Belize might, is probably not as stupid as the U.S. and doesn't allow them in. Or Costa Rica. They won't even allow them in there. They'll arrest them and get rid of them, unlike the U.S., which arrests them, quote, and then just lets them go and never follows up and doesn't even know who they are. So that's the lesson that I'm teaching today based on the caravan, is understanding motivation. There's towards and there's a way. I'll give you another example. Just the fact that I'm here in what is usually sunny Arizona is people ask, oh, you know, why'd you move here from, we live just outside of Chicago area. why'd you live, you know, why'd you move here from near Chicago? I'm like, are you familiar with what's going on in Chicago with the state of Illinois? It's pretty much bankrupt. Like the state, I think a state is not allowed to go bankrupt. If it was, Illinois would be bankrupt. They have no money. They're broke. And they're, you know, stealing from everyone's everything to grease the palms of all the politicians and overpay union members and teachers and all that nonsense. But they have no money. And so they just keep raising taxes on the producers. So anyone who's successful, like myself or clients that I like to work with, is making a beeline the heck out of there. We are away motivated. Get me away from Illinois. But then I also say, however, we also had a towards motivation that we wanted to go towards Arizona when we could have gone anywhere. But my beautiful wife, Michelle, has family here. So her sister had been living here for about 5 years before we moved down. Her parents come down here every winter. And now they bought a place down here. And she has other cousins here and so forth. And so instead of going somewhere else, we knew we had to go away from Chicago area, from Illinois. It's just anyone who's producing at all is crazy to be there. Unless, of course, there's some other reason that you're stuck there. Like I have a client who is an attorney. So therefore, he has a Illinois state license. He'd have to kind of start all over somewhere else and pass the bar and get licensed in another state. So he's kind of trapped himself a little bit with a kind of localized business. And other people trap themselves by saying, I want to stay close to the family, or I like my job, or, you know, whatever. But we knew we had to get out of there. That's a way. But then we also were thinking towards, where are we going to go? And we came towards Arizona. Low state taxes, low state regulation, a lot of freedom-minded state, great weather in the winter. So we flip-flopped. The lousy weather here is in the summer where it's unbearable, as opposed to the 15 years or a little more I was in the Chicago area where the winters were unbearable. We go back up north anytime we want anyway, so a lot of people do that. In fact, today, May 1st, is pretty much universal get-out-of-town day down here. A lot of the winter people, this is about the latest they stay, and then they're out and back up north. But anyway, so we were a combination, you see, of away and towards. So we wanted to get away from the negativity of the overtaxed, corrupt, crappy Chicago, Illinois, crumbling area, and we want to move towards a growing, booming area, Scottsdale, Arizona, which is a booming, exciting, fun, motivated area. Business owners here are excited. When I invited people to events for 6 years in Illinois, it was like pulling teeth. They were like, but the economy sucks. I don't see any reason. Everything's terrible. I'm kind of hunkering down, or I'm just going to go out of business, or it's terrible. They come down here, and everyone's like, yeah, Steve, can you help me? Yeah, I got money to spend and invest in my business, and I want to grow, and things are happening, like a whole different world. So we moved away from the negative place towards somewhere positive, just like you see these, quote, refugees in the caravan. You want to know their true motivation? Sure, they're moving away from the war-torn country they're from, but make no mistake, they're moving towards the U.S. Otherwise, they'd go somewhere else. They could go through a heck of a lot less time and distance and trouble and end up in somewhere that's not a war-torn country. So it's not just that they're seeking asylum. It's not just. It's so disingenuous, in fact, the statement to say, why did you come from Honduras to the U.S.? It's not to get away from Honduras. You could have done that like a month ago and just gone like, you know, 100 miles away from it. Why'd you have to go thousands of miles? Ah, because the truth is they're coming towards America. And the lesson for business owners and entrepreneurs is when you do your messaging, your advertising, your marketing, communication with prospects, customers, anyone you're talking to, you want to get to know what their motivation is and what combination of towards in a way, and you want to speak to that. So if you're, I don't know, selling a home, you're in real estate and you're selling a home, you ask people, hey, what are you looking for in a home? You're going to know right away, are they towards or away? They might say something like, well, it's got to be somewhere quiet because the neighbor we're in here now, right now, is really loud. Or it's we're really in a cramped apartment, and so we got to get more room. I got to get away from being cramped and the loud noises of the city. I got to get out of here. And, you know, the school system's really terrible where we are. Just the way they talk, bringing up all the negatives, tells you they're away motivated. But what if they said, what are you looking for in a home? And they started talking all about gaining pleasure, moving towards pleasure. They would say things like, we want a place with a really nicer view than we have now, and we'd like a place with a lot of room and a lot of space. We have three kids and two dogs, and we want a lot of room. We want a, you know, a breath of fresh air. We want a nice school system, and we want, you know, we want it to be close to some golf courses or some sports stadiums or, you know, the mountains. We like to go camping, and they would talk about all kinds of reasons, positive reasons, that they would move towards when they move, as opposed to, heck, if we have to live one more day in that neighborhood, I'm going to go crazy. So it's important to know whether your prospects, customers, whoever you're communicating with in business is more motivated by moving away from something negative or towards something positive. And most importantly, it's important for you, dear viewer, listener, to know what your motivation is. Are you running your business and just looking so that, hey, I do my own business so I don't have to work for anybody else? Because that sucks. I hate having a boss. And I hate being told what to do. And I hate having to blah, blah, blah. And all this negative, negative, away, away language. The higher plane is to operate in the positive towards phase. And the highest of all is a little combination of both. But in business, it'd be nicer if you're moving towards. And some would say, why'd you start a business? Instead of saying, I had to get away from the boss I was with. He's terrible. That's not a really great reason to start a business. It's the reason most people start a business. But real better positive reason that'll be more motivating in the long run is to say, why do I want to start my own business? Because I can write my own ticket. I can write my own hours. I can write my own paycheck. I get all kinds of great tax breaks. I can do so much more good in the world. Being an entrepreneur and running a business, that's what makes the world go round. Instead of just being an employee and being a cog in a wheel of somebody, I really want to go do something. I got big plans and big hopes and big dreams. I want to make big things happen. I really want to contribute to society. I want to be an entrepreneur. That would be the towards motivation. Get it? Got it. Great. Let's see who else is here. And I should have scrolled up earlier to see everyone here. Jake says, we want people to immigrate into jobs and opportunity, not into welfare, which is slavery, of course. Well, even jobs, of course, is slavery. Welfare, I don't know if welfare is not nearly slavery like jobs are. Jobs are you work and you make what we say, and therefore you live where we say, and, you know, slavery still exists. Pretty much we just sell ourselves to the highest bidder, or workers do. The slave/worker mentality is, I will do whatever you say if you let me live in a modest, just getting by kind of environment. So minus the brutal, inhumane whipping people and shooting and killing them and, you know, treating people crappy, like slavery has always existed and still does. But that's not welfare. Welfare is... I don't know, just being kept. It's just being taken care of. It's just being weak and lazy, which it's human nature. Human nature is to be lazy, is to do only what we need to do to survive and to get by. So if you're just going to give people free everything, then they're not going to contribute anything. Why should they? And interviewing thousands of people over the years, I used to hear that a lot. Like, why should I get to work when the government is giving me such and such and I don't even have to work? You know, I get up every day and I watch my neighbor goes to work at 6 a.m., doesn't get back till 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and I sit on my stoop and drink beer out of a paper bag and make like $100 less a week. Like, I can tell which choice I'm making. That's the nonsense of the welfare mentality in America, anyway. And, of course, it's even worse in other countries. And then the socialist destroyers of America types like Obama and Bernie Sanders and Hillary and those types that want to like emulate Europe and bring that to the U.S., which would just totally destroy what we've built here in the U.S. Like, but that's another story for another day. And so thanks, everyone, for being here live. And thanks, Jig, for the comments and the input. And anyone else that has something, I'll reply if I see it down below, your comments after while you're watching the replay, I still respond to those. Or you might be seeing it on my blog or on YouTube or LinkedIn or wherever you see it. Mark Wolechmeister. Great seeing you, man. Haven't checked into the standings in Major Leagues, but I hope your Tigers are doing great. And you've kind of caught the end because I was just signing off and saying goodbye here on Topical Tuesday. Remember to figure out how you and how your prospects and customers and clients, patients, members are motivated. How people are motivated. Are they more moving towards or more moving away? and how not just what they say, like these, quote, refugees who say, we just got to get away from the war-torn thing. That's BS. What they're doing is moving towards the U.S. That's where they want to be. Otherwise, could have gone somewhere else. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with Wisdom Wednesday, a little piece of advice that'll help you in business and in life, I hope, if you take action on it. And I hope you'll join me then. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.